You're listening to the Men in Blazers Media Network, Suboptimal Radio.
My guest today is a blur of speed, tenacity, Chalamet-esque curls, plays with hunger, resilience, courage, defined himself as one of the most determined American players in the Premier League today. It's a joy to welcome back to answer 20 questions sent in by fans across America. It's Mr. Brendan Aaronson.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is a joy to be with you. First one, hard-hitting, at Mustapha Fazeed. Toughest three defenders you played against in the Premier League and why?
Oh, that's a great question. Toughest three defenders I played against. I think Virg has to be on that list. Virgil van Dijk has to be. Just because, I mean, I don't want to it's an aura thing, but then on top of that, it's like, I mean, just to, you know, when you're sizing him up, trying to go 1v1 at him, it's like, you know, he can cover so much ground. He's very quick for how big he is. So
he's annoyingly good looking.
Yeah. And he's just, I mean,
he smells great.
He's like 6'5", you know what I mean? So it's like, it's tough to go, especially with my size. But I would probably say him, and then I'll go two center defensive mids. I would say Rodri, just because it's impossible to get the ball off him. Like, you're just chasing shadows in moments.
It's annoying.
Yes, very annoying, especially when you play Man City. I mean, they're so confident. They're so good on the ball. Like, they just make you almost look silly in moments, you know? And then I'll do Moise Caicedo after that. Just defensively, just unbelievable. Also very good on the ball. Just three top players, I would say.
And Tyler Adams, I just threw that in there.
No, Tyler Adams isn't getting that. Like, of course, he's not going to get that type of. I can't be hyping up like that.
At Salim Rouge 96. Can you hear the fans chant through games? How does it affect you? And does what you hear ever make you laugh in game?
Yeah, I think, you know, in England, there's so many funny chants. And like throughout my time there, you know, I think it's so funny how creative they are and how they come up with things just on the fly. You know what I mean? It's really quick. I mean, I think I got my chant like 2-3 weeks into, you know, my Leeds career, and it's just crazy. I mean, that's definitely my favorite chant. And then, you know, just hearing, you know, like, I mean, Leeds fans are pretty bad when it comes to away teams coming in and, you know, when the goalkeeper's about to hit the ball and stuff like that. I'm not going to say it. Yeah, of course. I'm not like when I'm playing, but when I'm on the bench, you understand it more. And I'm always asking people, like, what are they saying? Because sometimes I can't understand it, but then I hear it
and
I
start to chuckle. You don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't want to know. Exactly.
Number three, at Larry6326. What was it like watching Malik Tillman hit that banger against Bosnia? What do you remember? What did it feel like?
For me, first of all, I think Malik was unbelievable in the World Cup. I mean, he's a top player. I always knew he's, you know, top. I think last summer he kind of set himself up for the summer because of how good he was at the Gold Cup. Yeah, he's a very, very good player. And I think though he works on his free kicks almost every single day. So when he was in that position, we are kind of like the bench. We kind of knew it was going to go in. Yeah, because his technique, the way he hits the ball, it's like, it's perfect for going over. Yeah, it's like, it's perfect for just going over the wall and dropping in. And listen, he works on it. It pays off.
Number four, Wai Cesario. Excitement level on LeBron to the 76ers. In your wildest dreams, did you ever think he'd actually choose Philadelphia? Does it feel like Messi's just selling for Leeds?
To be honest, yeah. It's so funny because my friends, like during the, of course, like I'm off social media. I'm just like, my summer, I'm not doing anything. But one day, like the day that it was kind of like in the talks, like my friends were just blowing up my phone. I was like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? And then I look down, I see LeBron's going to the Sixers. Like, there was, of course, reports before saying they're in talks and stuff like that, but I didn't see anything. But then I go to my phone, I see LeBron's going to the Sixers. I'm like, oh my God. Like, this is like the best day ever. You know what I mean? Like, it's LeBron going to this Philadelphia 76ers. So, I mean, hopefully I can maybe ask them to get some tickets at some point if I'm able to go. But yeah, it's amazing. I think the team looks amazing for next season.
After having to do with Tyler Adams and all those Knicks fans.
I look like I was going crazy in that. So people might have been like, oh, why is he rooting for the Knicks? But I was just kind of joking around with the guys and we were all just jumping around and stuff. It was fun.
Just doing it for clout.
Yeah.
LUFC Matt, what areas does Brendan want to improve in his game? What's his ambition for Leeds this season?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think for myself, you know, definitely build on the last season. I want to score even more goals. I want to get even more assists. I feel like my hunger for the game is, you know, always growing. I always want to get better. You know, I'm looking at the season as, you know, I want to play even more than I did last year. And I think, you know, help the team as much as I can. You know, that's always my goal, is to put the team first. And then for myself individually, just working on the things that I got to keep getting better on, which is, I think, you know, final third. I can always get better in the final. You're an attacking player. You know what I mean? So you can always get better in the final third. So that's it.
Dealer.
At Martin Leeds 35, what makes Daniel Farke different from other managers you played under? The two of you seem to have a connection and understanding of how you specifically fit his system. Mm-hmm. Can you explain it from the inside?
Yeah. From the day one that I came back to Leeds, he has always made me feel, you know, like a great player. You know, you want the confidence from the coach, you know what I mean? He gives me that confidence. He lets me, you know, go out on the field and do what I do best. And that's just playing. And I think you want coaches like that believe in you, that, you know, that are always behind you, that, you know, they want the best for you. And I think not only, you know, I'm saying all these nice things, but I think it's also credit to myself, as I always look hungry, I always want to learn. I'm always open-eared. I think for young players, that's what he wants. You know what I mean? I think he wants guys that are always wanting to get better, are working hard on the pitch. And I think that's a lesson for all young players, is like, you got to continue to learn throughout your whole career. You're going to have so many like different coaches, as that. But the biggest things for coaches is wanting to learn.
At Scotty Too Naughty, what hair products do you use, Brendan? I showed my barber your hair once as an example. And he said, I need to find out.
That's a flat.
To be honest, come to this show.
I do have a commercial that was on Instagram. It was Slick Gorilla, if anybody's seen that. Yeah, I use that.
Should we look that one up?
Yeah, no, you don't have to look that one up. I don't want people to see that one. But no, it's funny. But that, and then I use like a curling gel kind of thing too, where it's like just like a little thing, rubbing your hair a little bit, and that's it.
God, talking to a man that wishes he could use curling gel, I'm just like, God, nostalgia is a hell of a drug. Extra. What is your biggest learning from the World Cup? Are there individual learning curves you take away as you grow into your US role?
Yeah, I think, first of all, it was an amazing opportunity. You know what I mean? I was so grateful to be part of the team. It was, you know, I learned so much. I think I got better throughout the time. I played in the Turkey game, of course. I thought it was a good game. I could have scored in the game. I probably should have scored. And then, yeah, all the other games, you know, I think I didn't play as much. But I think, you know, the time that I had to, you know, train and get better day in and day out, I think that's what made me come back to this preseason. I feel very sharp. I feel very ready to go. I feel very hungry. And I think, you know, that's the things that you have to take from football, is like, it's just such a pleasure to be a part of that team. It was such an amazing opportunity. And people can maybe be mad, this, that, the other thing of not playing. But I was just really grateful. And I think, you know, that's the number one thing. And then on top of that, it's, what do I have to do to get better? So it's, you know, taking this opportunity to come back and get better.
What's your happiest memory from the 2026 World Cup?
Happiest memory? I think, you know, the goosebumps that I had before the first game when we played in the SoFi Stadium, when the Jets came over the top, it was like I've never, and just having an American just stadium, just, it was just such a loud noise. And I never felt anything like that throughout my career on the national team. But it was just so American heavy, and it was just so cool, you know, the bus going to the stadium and stuff. That was, it's not one moment, but it's like the whole, just like that whole first game. It was just surreal.
When the Jets go over the stadium, I'm like, America.
Yeah, exactly. That's what everybody's, I feel like it's so funny because I always look at the away team and they go over and they're like in shock. They're like, you know what I mean? Like, what's happening almost? But I love that. I think it's super cool.
Joey Hammer, which young player should we look out for this season?
We have a lot of really good young players. I mean, the guys that have trained with us right now, I really like this Callum Mills kid. He's, you know, he's a very good young player. He's played the first couple of games. I mean, he's 17 years old. He looks like a little schoolboy out there, but kind of reminds me of myself in the way of like, I never really got my man strength until probably still not even there yet in moments. But but he's, you know, he's kind of someone that kind of reminds me of myself, as he's a bit taller than I was, but he still has like that little kid body, and something I resonate with. And I think he thinks the game. He's very smart. He's creative. And I like that.
Man strength. 10, let him, John Cook. What position stadium do you look forward to playing in the most and why?
That's another great question. I would say there's so many, you know, I grew up watching the Premier League. It's, you know, it's always been my dream. And, you know, to week in, week out playing the Premier League, it's amazing. You know, you play in so many different stadiums, so many different atmospheres. I'll just say like my favorite place to have played in, and we won this year, was at Old Trafford, just because of the rivalry, you know, the playing against them. I think, you know, to win that game there, that made playing in that stadium, you know, a million times better.
At Faceless Friend, what's it like having a brother who's also a professional footballer? Do you retain the competitiveness that all brothers share, or do you have a bond that's unlike any other in the game?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, we're definitely very competitive. You know, on the pitch, we're competitive. Off the pitch, you know, with like ping pong, you know, video games, anything. Like, it's a brother, you know what I mean? You want to beat him in everything. But I think we have that ability to, you know, flip a switch, and we just, we care for each other so much. So it's like after the competitiveness, we're making sure we're all good. Everything's like that. We're very, you know, we speak to each other all the time, make sure we're in the right mental space and stuff like that. And, you know, to have a brother like that, that goes through the same things that you go through on a, you know, athlete level, it's amazing to check in with him, you know, like let your feelings out, that type of thing. I think we have a special connection like that.
At Haley B28, what's the ceiling for Leeds this year? Top 10, Europe, how do you set your own goal?
I don't think there is a ceiling. I think, you know, we have such an amazing team. I mean, we showed last year how good we are, you know, when in moments we can go unbeaten for, I don't know, there was 12 games, something like this, 12, 13 game span of just like we can't lose a game. And I think that shows, you know, the kind of level that we have. And now we've just added pieces like Harry Wilson, you know, Tarek. You know, we have so many guys that are going to, you know, come in and help the squad even more. So we already have a strong squad. And then to add these guys in, the quality that they have, I think it's, you know, the sky's the limit.
At Nicoma87, what is your favorite thing from Greg's The British Bakers? Do you even like English sausage rolls? 3 question marks.
I mean, the sausage roll, of course, from Greg's is probably the best. I'm not a big fan of sausage rolls.
Controversial.
Very controversial. But I think it's, you know, like, I think it's funny because sometimes if I'm playing golf and you go around the midway house, that's a good time to get a sausage roll. I think that's like the best time.
Context is everything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like if you're just walking around town, I'm not going to get a sausage roll. I'm going to go get a good lunch. You know what I mean? Like, no offense to Greg's in that sense, but, you know, going around the midway house, I think that's the best.
I've got to say, I've said to everyone, but whoever gets the Bucky's franchise to bring it to Europe is going to make a lot of money. Whoever brings Greg's over to the United States, you're printing cash.
This be a dealer.
At Kenny Crocs, we're in New Jersey. Yes, we are, Kenny Crocs. Your whole team are here, Leeds United. Mm-hmm. Have you had a moment to introduce them to New Jersey's singular cultural or food life? They must all see you as the expert, man.
Yeah, they do. But I'm not like, like I said, like they were all like looking at me like, oh, like, yeah, take us around New York, this, that. And I came here and we did go around New York and stuff like that. And I showed them all the spots that I know. I don't know everything about New York because I don't go there as much as I do Philly. Like I know Philly much more and stuff like that. But I think I helped them. I think I gave them a good time. We went to the Rockefeller Center. They got to see everything in New York. I took them to Central Park. I took them to some pizza places.
Do you remember which ones?
Well, Joe's, just because it's Joe's.
Yeah.
And then I took them to this little hole in the wall in Brooklyn. It was called Best Pizza. It was kind of the weirdest name, but it was unbelievable pizza. And I got that from Dave Portnoy's pizza app. I'm going to be honest. Everybody should download that app if you're in New York.
Always be selling. Number 16, at Dut Rashant. Good question. This: how do you maintain such a high work rate match after match all the way through the year? Do you feel exhaustion mid-season? How do you keep energy levels?
Yeah, I think for myself, I think I've always been someone that I've had that motor in me to, you know, keep going. And that's just kind of how I've always been my whole life. It's something that just comes. Yeah, I do. I do. I think there's moments in the season where it's just so long. I'm away from family for so long. I think in that like December period, it's funny because this last December period is probably my best spell of games and, you know, in Leeds, you know, ever, which is kind of funny. But normally I'll hit like that time period where I just miss home, this, that, the other thing.
Is it mental or physical, your physique?
I wouldn't say it's physical. I think sometimes it's just, you know, like your mind, I think your mind's everything. I think your mind tells you, I'm a big believer in if you're negative, then like if you're a negative person, you're speaking bad, this, that, the other thing, it will hurt you in games and stuff like this. But if you're positive and you speak positive,
All the time.
Yeah. I'm a pretty positive person, I think.
You've just explained why I never made it as a professional.
You have to be positive. It's true. I mean, the game's like this all the time and you got to take the positives.
Number 17, at APS Answer. Sorry if I butchered that. What is your New Jersey breakfast sandwich order?
Oh, this is a good one. I've been waiting for this question. Everything bagel, bacon, egg, and cheese, ketchup.
New Jersey people in the house, did this pass the test?
I mean, I'm just a bacon, egg, and cheese like advocate, so that's me. And then on an everything bagel, it just tops it off.
God bless this man. Big bacon cheese lobby. Get this man as your spokesperson. Follow up, quick one on this one. At Cone Zone, pork roll or Taylor ham?
Pork roll or Taylor ham? Pork roll.
Controversial. Somewhere. What culture shock do you experience from going back from Leeds to the US and vice versa? From at booking.com.
Easy driving. It's not even like a culture shock. It's just like you have to be like, when you get back from driving the UK for so long, you need to just think to yourself, okay, right, right, right. Like every turn right, you know, be on the right side of the road. Because I probably shouldn't say this on camera, but I had when I was down at the beach in last September,
yeah,
Because there was an international break and I went home.
Favorite beach town?
Oh, favorite beach town's Cape May.
Yeah.
Cape May. But I was driving, so I pulled out of a place, and because I came back from the UK,
yeah,
I literally was like driving on the left side of the road. I came out, driving on the left side of the road, but there was no one in the beach town at the time because it was just like, it was empty. So it helps more when there's cars coming, because of course you can't turn left or you're going to get hit. And I pull out and I'm just driving for like 30 seconds and Milena's like, this is my wife, Milena. And she's like looking straight ahead. She sees a car in the distance. And she's like, oh my God, you're on the wrong side of the road.
So I do this all the time.
Turn over. And I'm like, all right, nothing happened. You know, we're good. We'll just go on from there.
I've done it. And I've been here 87 years and I do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Last question for you. At Jamie UK, Brendan Aaronson, you've achieved so much. What's your dream about now in life or in football?
I think that for me, it's not like a ceiling. I want to keep achieving. I want to keep winning things. I want to keep, you know, the season's coming. I feel like I'm hungry in that sense. I just want to keep getting better and better. So that's why I feel like, you know, success is, you know, success. I don't really think about it like that. I probably should enjoy it more, but I don't, because I just want to, I'm hungry for more in the sense.
That and the gorilla hair.
Yeah, the slick gorilla. Yeah.
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 Somewhere between those two is the secret of life. You're a beautiful human being.
Thank
I cannot
you.
Wait to watch you. I know thousands of our listeners cannot wait to watch
Thank you.
Too.
Thanks for having
Brendan
me.
Aaronson, big love.
Thanks for having me.